Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, check it out. Santana again, stepping out. One of the brand new big boy toys. I mean big boy things. I mean big boy noise. Cause I know what girls want. I know what they like. They want to stay up and party all night. So we're friends.
And thank you so much for joining us for Mastermind 101. Absolutely appreciate your time on this beautiful Sunday. I'm absolutely delighted to talk to you about some of the steps that one might take in order to create their own mastermind group. So as we continue through these sessions, I will help you design through these 10 really important strategies to become a premier mastermind group between you, 1, 2, 3, or 10 people who are in your mastermind group. These sessions will help you put together through goals, through conversation, through detailed information. We will run through all of this as Napoleon Hill did with all of the great professors of perfect. So we've invited Mrs. Linda Pond to strategize with us and to give her firsthand knowledge about what it was for her to take on her first mastermind group, for her to participate with 6 other members, and to appreciate that more than one mind will always create so much more than you ever anticipated. Linda Pond has been kind enough to communicate with me and us ultimately about that first strategy that you will take on. So it's the first of 10 strategies. And we will, again, I say, go through all of them. The 10 strategies, and I'll quickly go through them with you, it begins with confidentiality. Absolutely key for a mastermind group to appreciate and respect. Know the expectations of your mastermind group. You need to have it complete and written. You need to know what your purpose is in this mastermind. You need accountability. You need to set a schedule, a time, a place. You want to know how to measure the success of the group. You want to be able to have this ongoing communication, whether it's live, over the phone, by email, internet. A time frame for you and your successful mastermind group. We need feedback. You need feedback to know what are you doing right, what can you change. And the last component is, how do you say goodbye? So, is Linda Pond with me right now?
Here I am, Jacqueline.
Oh, perfect. Linda, I want to thank you again. As all the listeners have already heard, I'm absolutely delighted to have you on the line with us. Linda Pond is the CEO, president of Customer Connects. And I am going to let Linda tell you a little bit about her company, and then we'll go over that first tip, keeping your mastermind, the information that you bring to the table within your group, why it's so important for it to be confidential. So, without further ado, Linda, tell us about Customer Connects.
Thanks so much, Jacqueline. Customer Connects was my brainstorm company back in 101.
That's perfect.
For back at that critical moment of around 2006, we had spun off another company to kind of get to the meeting event. So now sole proprietorship, working alone,
became non-disclosures. We even put our very own name to our mastermind group, and we've been going crazy ever since.
And while there were time frames, which we'll discuss further on in our sessions, this time frame was scheduled, and Linda, please correct me if I assume it was a three-month time frame that was decided among the group. Is that fair to say?
Absolutely. I think what we do and what we do is every 3 months we do a check-in and say, have we accomplished what we wanted to do? Do we want to continue with the group? Is there changes that we want to make at this time? So every 3 months we vote and say, do we want to continue or would we like to quit? And every 3 months we do our vote, and we're still here.
So coming back to keeping it confidential, if you don't mind with non-disclosures and where that all came from, can you tell us a little bit about what the ideas that came up for you that you felt the need needed to absolutely stay on the QT within the group and not to be disclosed anywhere else?
Well, in my situation, most particularly, the non-disclosures part of what we were doing and the confidentiality was absolutely crucial. For I was working on a product which I was taking to market. We were under non-disclosure agreements with customers and suppliers. We really had to keep our kimono folded quite closely against ourselves, so we were not free to really talk about our product. Now, with Mastermind, because we do sign a non-disclosure agreement among the group, I felt very at ease in opening up that kimono to my cohorts in what the mastermind was. So it was very empowering to sit around that table and really go through the nuts and bolts of what we were trying to do with this product going to market, and to have that support was just phenomenal.
It's extraordinary what happens when you sit around a table of masterminds. And just real quick, I'd like to define what we consider now and at that time, and will continue to consider, very valuable description of what a mastermind is. Clearly for us, mastermind group is made up of a group of like-minded individuals that will share common goals and visions. This phrase was coined by Napoleon Hill in his groundbreaking work entitled Think and Grow Rich. This particular book can be accessed at most any bookstore or library. It is a classic for many successful people, as I would define with Henry Ford, with Firestone, with Edison. People understand that the secret to anything is commitment. A full commitment and belief in what you're doing or what you want to create. This is what a mastermind group will incorporate. Napoleon Hill described a certain power called an invisible force that is present when a group of people come together to achieve a common goal. If two people come together to discuss an important idea, and I think we've all had in our life this opportunity to connect with someone or people to achieve a common goal, if these two people come together to discuss this idea, you know, all of a sudden there's a third mind present. It was probably the first layman's description of synergy ever present in the masses, and I'm certain that we see that within our own personal situations, our corporate environment, and certainly our government environment. And in this case, that's how we defined our mastermind group. So when you're dealing with such energy such as this, as Linda suggested, it is so important to know that when you open up your ideas, your goals, your personal strategies, it's so important that everyone needs to respect the privacy and the non-disclosure. So, Linda, can you tell us a little bit more about where you've come with your idea, your first idea that you brought to the mastermind group?
Absolutely, and we have come a long way. That first idea spun out of an event we had done with Customer Connects, and the idea was a need. We wanted to take a group of people and help them brainstorm what they were seeing on a day-to-day basis was a need in the market. We put together a networking event where we brought together unemployed high tech from the Ottawa area and did a brainstorming session. This was back in August 2005. So the idea went from that event to some engineers who were sitting around that networking table saying, wow, that's a really neat idea. I'd love to work on that. So that's what we did. We put together a plan. We put together a business plan. We approached lawyers. We approached electronic designers. We approached industrial designers. We did prototyping. So we went from that idea to we've got now customers. We've got a distributor who is going to take our product global. Our first purchase order was received last month. We now have our first shipment on board ship on its way from China to Vancouver and ultimately to Winnipeg and ultimately to the rest of the world. So this is just the most exciting thing. And every time we met as non-disclosures, as our mastermind group, we all had our focus, and that was my focus. So the support and feedback I received from my mastermind group was really paramount in my taking all of those steps that were necessary with confidence and enthusiasm, because my mastermind cohorts, they reflected that enthusiasm, and it was like stepping up to the fuel supply store and getting refueled with the energy that I required to take this product forward. So I am so indebted to my mastermind group and for others who are contemplating putting together their own group, especially those of us who are working as sole proprietors or those of us who are working fairly alone, it's a wonderful space to share ideas and to rely on each other for the accountability that rests there.
Well said. Very well said. Now, here's the question about the confidentiality aspect, the first tip, the first grounds to create your mastermind group. Linda, what would have happened if early in the game we had said, really, can we talk to other people about this? If you clearly stated, no, please don't. If one of us, any of us, had gone out and disclosed your idea, can you tell us what would have happened?
Oh, wow. It may have been a disaster, who knows. This product was a fairly... It's a product that has not been out in the marketplace yet, but it's a kind of product where everybody says, well, how come no one's thought to do that before? So it really is a timing issue. Had the word got out on the street too soon of what we were trying to accomplish, it very much could have meant that someone would have beat us to the punch at the marketplace. So the confidentiality that was shared among the group was very important in keeping my road clear of what are the things I had to do without being interrupted by others who were trying to copy what we were doing.
So I imagine that would truly impede the speed to market. Never mind patents. Can you tell us a little bit about patents?
Sure. It was one of the first steps, actually, that once we determined, hey, there is a need in the marketplace by doing some research, that this product is not there, we approached a patent agent of which Customer Connects was a customer of, or they were a customer of us, and I asked them, could you please have a look at this idea and just tell me what the procedure is for getting a patent on it, because I knew in this space I needed to have protection. So she went through the process of doing the research through the different patent databases and came back to us and said, Linda, you've got a really, really cool idea. This is patentable, absolutely. And so we allowed, we struck up a deal with the company called IPMEX from Ottawa, and they actually took care of all of the patent procedures between the original patent application, which is really a temporary thing, gives you 1 year before you can decide whether to go ahead with the full-blown regular patent, which is tens of thousands of dollars, or this provisional patent, which just gives you a window of about a year before you have to decide whether to go for it. So after the year was over, we sat down again with the patent agent. She said she advised us to go for it. So we have. So we've scraped together the money necessary for this patent. It is still patent pending at this moment. It takes years sometimes to go through the patent procedure. So anybody out there who is thinking about putting a patent on a product, I do advise you to get advice from a professional, but don't delay in at least putting the application out there, because it will give you a timestamp.
Timestamp, so important, because what would that timestamp mean? What if you didn't have that timestamp, Linda?
Well, it just means that when it comes back to us being, when we receive our final regular patent, it's based on the time that you have sent in your application. If you wait and you send in your application a year later and it just so happens that there's somebody else who is working on the same product, I mean, it's a big world out there, and chances are there are other people working on the same concept. If they put their patent application in before you, you're out of luck, even though you are totally independent of working with your own product other than what they're working on. So that timestamp is everything.
So you have the timestamp for your ingenious product, because you and I both know there are so many ideas out there And it's only those who feel justified that they can bring it to market, justified that their idea is worthy for the people in their community, people in their city, in their province, in their state, in their country to appreciate. If we brought something or think that an idea, when it's realized, can help people, isn't that that first step you need to take? But then the question is, isn't that the hardest step for you to take, Linda, with your idea?
Oh, it was hardest by far because we'd never done this before. We had so many unknowns in front of us. We didn't know the real proper procedures. What drove me forward was the combination of knowing that the idea for this product actually came from my daughter. Rhonda Paquette and I and a few others are actually named on the patent itself. So she's walking around as an inventor, which is very cool in her circle. So that drove me, as well as wanting to, with the patent and with really not knowing the next steps, but being confident in the relationships that we had built along the way to know who to go to and the questions to ask. And most importantly, was the absolute stellar support that we received from every single person that we explained what we were trying to do. We explained the market we were trying to reach, and everybody would just look and say, "What a great idea." That is what kept us going, although very difficult at the beginning, again, because we didn't know what we were doing, but knowing that everybody without exception had said, "What a great idea," and it had that wow factor. So we knew we had something worth developing and worth striving for. So we just kept on. 3 years later, we're keeping on, but hopefully July we'll see our product in the stores.
Now, as you went through this fact-finding mission, were there any others that needed to sign a non-disclosure agreement in order to keep the idea private and confidential?
You mean among my circle or among our mastermind group?
All of it. Anyone who you were in touch with regarding this new idea, this ingenious idea, and I continue to say ingenious because I absolutely believe that's the case, and that's why it's going to market in with such passion.
Right. Yeah, non-disclosure agreements are quite popular among the creativity department because we really have to be careful that we keep it out of the public domain, and public domain just means when you are disclosing the idea in any public forum or a customer, for example, is now considered a public domain. So without a non-disclosure agreement, which means that the other party is obliged to keep what you have talked to them about confidential. So those agreements are very important to protect your company as it moves forward in the development of a product. If you open your kimono too soon and people are able to see what's going on, and if they copy it and you don't have an agreement in place, well, you don't have too many defenses.
Fair enough. So while we're talking about patents on products and services, we talk about confidential matters within the mastermind group, and it doesn't, and I believe I've already said that it doesn't matter if it's personal, professional, or spiritual. Whatever's said within the group stays within the group, and that is the first component of creating a mastermind that is successful, thoughtful, strategic, respectful, and loyal. So as you continue forward, Linda, what are your next steps?
Well, my next steps are to get the product into the stores. That is the first step that will take me to closer to my vision of what success is. I also want to take my company, Customer Connects, to different levels as well. I want to maintain my association with these six wonderful women of the Mastermind group. And thank you again, Jacqueline, for putting this all together. Jacqueline was the absolute spearhead of the success of Mastermind, and all of us thank her from the bottom of our hearts. It is such an important part of keeping enthusiasm and keeping our passion alive, because we're able to go into the depths of the idea, the depths of despair, if that happens to be where we are in our space, but we're able to spiritually reflect and share ideas and the passion that we have in our daily lives. And that's so important for me, because I'm doing a lot of things, but I'm also needing the space to come back and think about, you know, what we've done and where we're going, and that is the space that Mastermind holds for me.
What if you could say, what was the most important step that you took in order to get your product to market?
My most important step would be, and we alluded to this before, the very first step, taking that very first step to say, we've all had a great idea, but who actually does anything about it? Well, we're going to do something about it. We're going to take that idea and expand on it, develop the product, and take it to market. With that kind of commitment, And again, the commitment is what we've learned from the Mastermind group, but to be committed to that idea and to not let go, to not give up, to not listen to all the no's, and everybody has a no to throw at you, and everybody has a, gee, that's kind of a stupid idea. Well, forget that. Stay true to yourself. Stay true to the course. And really, we can achieve anything if we really, really put our hearts and minds to it.
You know, it's interesting that you commented about people believing in you and what some may think is a corny idea, a silly idea. I'm sure that when we take a look at the Wright brothers, they were told that they had a corny idea. But there had to have been some sort of privacy where these two brothers came together and said, here's what we could and should do. And it would be silly of us to believe they did it on their own. They didn't fly. They didn't take that step without some help. And they needed to create their Mastermind, as did Thomas Edison, world's greatest inventor, correct?
Oh, yes.
Indeed. There are so many examples that we can use in our communities that we can say, you know, they had an idea, and they took it somewhere. But, you know, it wasn't without the help of a couple other minds that would sit quietly, listen, brainstorm, and keep it within the walls of the space they occupy, because confidentiality is, again, so important. Linda, you said your daughter was involved, heavily involved in this idea. How did she feel about you communicating with your Mastermind group about the idea?
Oh, she was very supportive of the whole process. Rhonda did not have a whole lot of work to do once this brilliant idea fell out of her head. We actually put our team together and were responsible for taking her creative genius and making something of it. For me, it was a step that also lent the accountability part of. So, number one, I had to be accountable to someone other than myself. Now I'm accountable to my daughter to do the right thing and to do the best by her. So to have her there sitting in the wings and rooting me on and knowing that my success is her success, It really put a whole chunk of reality right smack dab on the whole process. It wasn't just a dream that we could flitter, you know, away if we chose to. It was really something that, because of the commitment that I made to her, it was a driving force. So she was thrilled and is thrilled, and she's chomping at the bit to be able to tell everybody, tell the whole world of what we got going on. But it'll be another month before we can really open up, but I'm very excited to let the world know. And I'm very proud to have my daughter standing beside me and get under that some of that limelight together. That'll be fun.
That's great. Well, you share it with so many people who have trusted that you're busy doing the right thing when you take those steps towards your goals. So tell me, will your daughter create her own mastermind group, or has she already?
She hasn't, but what a great idea. She would be wonderful at sitting down with other groups of people and sharing ideas. She's a wonderful, passionate, enthusiastic person, and she would do well to do that. That's a great idea, Jacqueline. I'll get on that.
Well, all she needs to do is listen to 9 other segments of Mastermind Connections, and then she'll have everything she needs to create a powerful network for her to bounce more ingenious ideas.
Perfect. I'll let her know.
When we sit down with members of our group and we are absolutely speaking about things like product development or exploring a new business, or how about building your current business, what if it has to do with your own work, whether you're self-employed or you work for a corporation? The idea that you can come together and create opportunities to progress, to get better, to bring in more like-minded people is always there for us. And while when we're brainstorming we think that's all it is, the key is to appreciate that it was all done in the strictest of confidence. And the only way that you can feel free to bring ideas to the table is if you can openly discuss it. And I think Linda, and please again correct me if I'm wrong, a mastermind group that allowed you to say what you needed to say, to bounce ideas about the product, about the marketing, about your clientele, about the suppliers that you'll need to bring into your fold, both interior and exterior, needed to be confidential until you actually give the go-ahead to say, now tell the world, tell everybody you know. Would that be a fair statement?
Oh, yes. I consider my mastermind group to be my own private board of directors. Being able to be open and to be able to really receive the feedback from the others, the honest feedback, you know, it's not all, geez, that's a great idea. It's like, well, what about this? And what about this? And have you thought about this? And have you looked at this market? So all of that kind of response from the mastermind is overwhelming. It's exactly what I needed to continue my journey. So the confidentiality was the one thing. The other was the absolute support and non-judgment from this group of extraordinary women, who all have great ideas of their own. But each meeting we would stop and give each other our undivided attention for 20 minutes while that one person went through their different goals and their aspirations for their own lives. So each one of us was not only given the time to present our own thoughts and ideas, but we were also there for each other to listen and to provide feedback and support from their lives for their ideas. So it was a great synergistic coming together of great minds.
Before we end the show, we have a couple of minutes left. If anyone wanted to be in touch with you to speak to you personally about your experience with Mastermind, your experience with launching a product that the world has not seen, how will they get in touch with you, Linda?
For sure. I can be reached by phone, 613-253-0240. I can also be reached by email, lpond@customerconnects.com.
And, of course, your website is available to all. And I'm sorry, Linda, your website address for everyone?
Is www.customerconnects.com. We'll be actually putting together a product launch event within the next couple of months. So anybody who's out there and interested, please watch the website for that announcement.
Well, we absolutely look forward to it. And I believe that we will have all of that information on my website as well as your Mastermind Group's website in order to support something that came out of what we didn't think Six Creative Minds could bring to the forefront. So, again, a mastermind group is an extraordinary opportunity for everyone. And it's not just those, and I believe Linda has touched on it, it's not just those within the group that will gain benefits of a mastermind group. It is about people who've never heard about what a mastermind could be. It's about people who've never heard of Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich. It's about people who don't know that if you step forward with your intent, if you see it, if you can visualize it, it's yours for the taking. Again, Linda Pond, CEO, President of Customer Connects, thank you so much for joining us. And again, you can reach her on her website, www.customerconnects.com.
That's right.
And let's spell that out, Linda.
Okay. Customer, CUSTOMER, connects, CONNECTS.com.
And Linda Pond and myself are available for any questions that you have, certainly on this first segment and ongoing segments. If you have any ideas that you'd like to bring forward for Mastermind 101, Mastermind Connections to address, please forward an email to me, Jacqueline@JacquelineRichards.com, JACQUELINE at Jacqueline Richards, JACQUELINERICHARDS.com. Happy to field any questions that you'd like to send to this current Mastermind group, or any other questions regarding what we've done here in our city, in our center, how you can take that out to your specific areas of interest. Linda, do you have anything else to leave us with?
Just for anybody who's out there struggling with the next step of your life, and it doesn't need to be a career choice, it doesn't need to be anything specific, don't do it alone. I understand that everybody is sharing a lot of the same problems and a lot of the same challenges. And when you can share those challenges with others in a trusting relationship, you will accomplish so much. And the confidence will soar when you have others in your corner. Mastermind, for me, is the team that's in my corner.
Thank you so much. And as we leave you to enjoy what you've heard, to journal what you've heard, in 2 weeks' time, we will present the second piece of the Mastermind group that you want to know is accessible to you. Don't sabotage your life. Step forward. Don't procrastinate. Believe that if you rest, you will rust. Care of Helen Hayes. I absolutely appreciate that quote because it's true. When you stop moving, you rust up, and all of a sudden it's that much harder to take that step forward, and it's that much harder for people to step with you forward. Don't sabotage yourself. That second piece of your mastermind is about setting expectations. So in 2 weeks' time, if you have notes that you'd like to forward, take out your journal, write it down. Most important thing that you'll keep on your desk by your side on your shelf, easily accessible with a pen that's working for you. Thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate your time. and never mistake motion for action. Ernest Hemingway was kind enough to give that to us and share other great masterminds. Take care.